tell me a bit about when you were born and where?
I was born at 43, Palmerston Street.
That's Old Westwood.
Right across from that chapel.
Yeah, so is it pub?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The big house on its own.
Yeah.
That were my mother's.
Oh.
I was born there. Oh. I lived in Westwood and Jack's there all my life.
Yeah.
And she was born at Ironville. That kind of part.
Got any brothers and sisters?
I got one, 9. And then we would come down to Jacksdale.
Were you very sporty at school? Did they have sports at school? Or at
They had sports and a lot, yeah. I played football.
Yeah.
Cricket. Where Garden Centre is now, that used to be a sports pavilion that, years ago. And we used to have a football team, 5-a-side. And then I was on Condor Park Co-op and we had cricket teams or co-ops around about and I played for them a bit.
How old would you be when you left school then?
Well, I left about a week or a fortnight just before 14 because I'd got a job to go to. It was at Co-op, a flower lad at Jacksdale Co-op, where charity shop is now.
Yeah.
That used to be the Co-op, Condor Park, Nineville.
What was a flower lad then?
You were all this in back place, weighing butter up and sugar up, keeping it shop out and general body.
All right,
but we always called it like as a flower lad.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit to take on.
Not them days, they were too cute. Yes, they were about 7 or 8 weights in Jacksdale Co-op then. The old hadn't gone down. But I were in there, and then they sent me up to Brinsley Co-op for a short spell up there. And then I came back down to Condor Park on milk.
Oh.
I went on milk run.
Was it? Won't be bottles in them days, would it?
Yes, bottles. And horse and cart, well, there were no vans. They only got about one van. But on the milk, there were 2 milk rounds. There were one round Condor Park, Nineville, in that area. And there was a chap up at Jacksdale were running that. And I was lad with him at the time. And then the lad up at the other run was Jacksdale, Westwood, Barrasil, Wagstaff. And the bloke up there left. And I went on to that. And I was only about 15, 16 then. And we had our own horse to see to. I was up Brinsley Hill at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, fetching horses out of field and took them down King William, right at the bottom of King William Street. We took them and then we had to see to them, groom them, rush them and clean them out, feed them, water them, harness them and that, keep their harnesses all right. And then you had to, milk come, it's come from Ripley on lorry and we had to put it on his wagon, on his drays then. And I used to set off around Jacksdale, Westwood, and I got one of these. You know the prairie wagons on telly, you've seen them with the covers. I got one of them, but with no top and cover on. It was all just open seat. Yeah. Back, sat there when it was snowing, covered up.
Yeah.
And
but that went when you got milk, well, was it? That wasn't that when you went on bread? You went on bread, didn't you?
What? That was an hour on milk.
Oh,
yeah.
I know we had one of them things when you went on bread, because they used to pick me up.
But that was one of the, like a van, a box van type, with bread. Because I was on milk for a couple of 3 years, and then I came up at milk, because it was 7 days a week, you never got a holiday. And when you'd done your milk round, you had to go back to Condor Park, load up at warehouse and take all stuff out at branches. So you were going from, you can say, 4:30 in the morning, fetching horses up, to going home at night, probably 5 o'clock, 5:30. And that was Saturday, Sunday, you never got a holiday at all, neither Christmas nor nothing. So after a while, they said about this starting a bread round up. So I went and onto bread with this, like a covered box type. It was like a cab of a lorry, if you understand. But it was for horse drawn. And I used to go around with that, delivering bread. And I used to pick her up Monument Hill, New Road. Pick her up when she was going back to work on bus. And she used to say,
drop me at church, don't take me to bus stop, and then they used to take me to bus stop and drop me off.
I said, what's it matter, as long as you riding and not walking. I had that a couple of years, and then I was called up for medical and that, you know, courses, and I was only about 17 or 18. And I went for medical for RAF, signed up for RAF, and then I had papers come report to Sheffield, did minus training, Bevan boy. So I got that for about three years or so, 3 to 4 years, something like that.
Breaking any local pits around here?
Pyle. Yeah, you only did your time training at a place called Beaton, Sheffield. It was a big miners training centre, and you got all army personnel trainers, you know, sports trainers and that. And if you did anything wrong, you were high jump, you know. Same when the lads had been out drinking, and one night they had this drink and they broke one at beds. And as I had it, they broke the bed at the Friday night. I just were coming home at Saturday, finished, and we didn't know what to do. And we went hunting round and found one dormitory, anybody in it. So we got this bed out of there and put the other one in and got away with it. And of course, we had to go and sign on at Pity at Pyle. I got there.
What sort of things did you used to do in your childhood, you know, before you become an adult, say?
When you were
5 to about 11 or?
All sorts of things. Blackberry in. I used to come out of school at 4 o'clock, and I used to go up at Underwood Hill, and I used to get a jar, fill it with blackberries, and go to my grandma's. She lived against brick and tile, that road. She lived in there, and I used to go and take her these blackberries, and she used to say, "Is it pictures?" I'd say, "Yeah, tonight." Used to be penny rush, 4:30 at Saturday till 6 o'clock for a penny.
That's
at Jacksdale. Yeah, and she used to give me a penny a tuppence. I used to run it back from there to Jacksdale again to go to Penny Rush. Very often I'd miss a quarter of an hour of it, but I got back. And we used to they were the days. And then carnival days, there was a contest on that for a drum major. And we were on this training job for it. And there was a youth from Westwood. They were a couple, 3 year old. And we got down to final, me and him, of this drum major. Well, we'd only been doing it with brush stale, you know, and they used to say, "Hey, Roy's off again." I used to be walking up Palmerston Street, swinging this brush stale, throwing it up in air, and I used to throw it and chuck it over electric wires, and then catch it, you know. And anyhow, when it come to the day, they got the proper drum major, see, and they were me and this lad left, Eric Castledine, his name was. They were me and him for it, and we were going neck and neck, and he threw his stick up in there and dropped it, but I threw mine up and I made it spin 3 times and caught it in one hand, and I won first prize, 5 bob.
Oh, that'd be a lot of money in them days.
Oh, it wasn't all. My grandma, she sat up back yard and she heard them shout my name out, like, she went mad, she, because I'd won it.
You were rich with that lot.
Then there was another one I won, that were a fancy dress. I was dressed as a Red Indian and won that.
You sort of chap that today go out.
Oh, I had them days. I want to.
Used to sing in on anniversary in chapel, didn't you?
Yes, I used to be on top row at the anniversary, because we always went on that, because we always got a new pair of plimsolls to go on the platform. Sometime we used to get a new suit. It should only be them flannelette, you know, cheap stuff like that. But, and I used to be on very top row at platform, and choir were at side, and Mrs. Stafford, butcher's wife, used to keep shop at Westwood, she used to say, "Come on, you'll be all right, you know, because you've got to stand up and sing a solo." And she gave me a toughie. She said, "Suck that and you'll be all right." Of course, I sucked it and I was all right with that then. But these sort of things, they all come back over the days. Same with us when we used to go dancing, you know. I mean, we used to go to walk it to Summercote, and there used to be a gang from Codner Park as well, lads. And you used to meet up there and we'd be dancing till 11 o'clock at night, and then walk it home, all that on us together, come down Nottingham Lane and on to Pyle there. They'd all go off to their homes at Codner Park, and we come through to it. Just good night and see you next week, happy as anything. We used to go in dance hall, and when it were half time, we used to nip out. There's a beer off just around the corner. We used to nip out and get a bottle of beer, you know. About 4 on us go in this entry with a bottle and be supping at that time.
Where did you meet your wife?
You were on Co-op, weren't you?
I was on Co-op, yeah. I used to go to there for a month.
They were two or three girls, didn't they? You Mr. Palabat, and I mean, we being on Codner Park, I only lived up Monument. I mean, I don't know, just a friend of mine that used to palabat with me, and I mean, she knew you because you were a bit older than me, wasn't she? And I don't know, just sort of got talking, didn't we? And we didn't sort of start going out straight away, did we? Because you kept going off up Summercoats dancing and one mess or another, but after a while we started courting. And
I were courting about 5 years.
About 14 at the moment. Yeah, you're only two and a half years older than me. Like,
you stopped in your pile rest of your life, you didn't work anywhere else.
No,
he left. You went back to co-op, didn't you, after that? When you come out of pit.
Yeah, no, I went on gas board.
I went on gas board. We worked on gas board.
At Pye Bridge, when it was gas yard at Pye Bridge.
Yeah, I remember that.
They wanted a lorry driver, and I went down there and I got the job, and I was down there two, three, 4 years, and then they shifted it, they closed that down, you know, because they used to make the gas there, and then they closed it down with nationalisation, transferred us to Ena and Langley Mill. Well, we went there in our own lorries at Langley, and I did my back in, didn't I, while I was on there. It was 1964, and I did my bike lift and that. And anyhow, all as they said about a job, they could only offer me a job of washing Gaffer's cars down at Derby. And I said, no way. I said, I'm not well, I've been off work about 9 months with this trouble and bad back and that, and then going and messing in water all week. So I said, no, I said, I'll pack it up. Anyhow, I used to be a co-op at bottom of Westwood, you know where the phone box is? Yeah. That used to be a co-op then. And the manager, it came from up street here, Jack. I tried to think of his name the other night, and I couldn't think, but it was Jack, and he kept the co-op, and he says to me one day, have you got a job yet, Roy? I said, no, I keep trying. He says, I know where there's a job going. If you've got to apply straight away, that's your out at running. So I said, oh, where's that? He says, Ripley Co-op. You want a lorry driver? So I says, right. He said, I'll ring up and tell them as you're coming. I says, right. So anyhow, I goes up there, like, and they said, you've got to see the general manager, a chap named Blower, Mr. Blower. So he says, when I went in to see him, he asked me where I'd been working and this and other. And he says, this name, it rings a bell, Greeny. He says, a friend of mine's named Greeny, Philip Greeny, from Codner. Oh, I says, probably a relation. I says, but I just don't know him offhand, right? He says, we go to church together, chapel and everything, you know, do things like that. So I says, oh. So he says, shall you be all right for starting? I says, yeah. So he says, right, well, just go over to the garage in Crosley Street, see the foreman, tell him I sent you, and he'll put you right. I says, right, oh, thank you. So I go over, and 46th foreman, I says, Mr. Blower sent me. Oh, right, come on then. I'll just take you out for a road test. He says, what wagon are we taking? He says, that one there. Exact same lorry as I'd been driving on gas board, right. So he says, we go up Crosley Street. Only got in and went about 50 or 60 yards, and he says, right, that's it. So I says, what's the matter? Isn't it good enough for you, like? Yes, yes, he says, hands down. So took lorry back, and I've got a job. Now there, what, about 20 odd years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On Ripley. Of course, they sent us to Derby, you know, when they took us over. And they kept us on just 12 months. They kept saying, Brigass, but manager then at Ripley, and they kept saying, there'll be nothing altered whatsoever when we join up with Derby. You'll still be all right, keep your job. They did. There was about three or four of us, drivers from Ripley. We used to have to travel to Derby. We never got to Ateny, travelling allowed or anything. We used to go to the garage and get the big furniture van. We were all on furniture. We had to go out on the furniture runs, delivering stuff. All their drivers, we were doing their jobs. They were sitting at canteen 8 hours a day, being paid wages. And they used to get a bonus as well. But we didn't get it. We were doing all their work. And that went on for 12 months. They finished it. They said, we've nothing, like, if there's anything going anywhere, they were nothing.
They wouldn't get away with that nowadays, would they?
No. And then when they were finishing us, like, and giving you a bit of redundancy, and the head man at Union sat there, and he says, well, there's one thing, it's a little nest egg. I said, I think a little nest egg. I got £2,000 less 12 weeks' wages. That's what your redundancy we got after 20-something years.
A bit different nowadays, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you remember much about Westwood during war years? Was it a bit rough or was stuff easy to get? Do you remember?
Westwood's always been rough. A nicer set of people you couldn't wish for.
No, I don't mean Westwood being rough. I mean, was it a rough time getting hold of things during
the war? Oh, yeah.
Like food to eat and clothes.
Yes, well, my dad, he worked at Pye up it from leaving school, and mine died at 51, my dad did. I used to work, when I was working it with him, he was down the same part as what I was. And if I were on days, he was on regular, more or less afternoons. And many a time, we used to pass one another on the road, because we were all walking, I mean, there was no train riding and such as that. And it'd be either getting in a manhole, if train were coming up, or ponies were coming up, ganging, because I were a ganger as well. And he used to say, is it Roy? I'd say, yeah. And he used to be, because he couldn't see down there. And he'd say, are you fixed for coming back with me? My mate's not come. And I want somebody on my shift. So I said, well. He said, I brought you a sandwich or two extra. So I said, all right, then. I said, I'll come back with you. Saturday afternoon, mostly, and all. Right. And I'd been there all morning, and then used to go back and get done. But they used to let, if you got your job done, they used to let you come. But many times it used to be 7 o'clock time, such as that, but time would walk home, you know. But I also used to go back with him. And,
your food were rationed, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You just got, 4 ounces of butter to half a pound of margarine or something like that, didn't
no,
you?
No, half so a pound.
Weren't half a pound of
margarine and
you only got 2 ounces
of butter. And so many ounces of sugar, a bit of lard. You used to get a bit extra cheese because you worked a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You used to get about,
same with sweets and that.
2 ounces of cheese
chocolate,
extra,
that
I think
were
it was.
Rushing one.
But my dad always kept two pigs. He always kept 2 pigs. And at that time, when they were ready, you had to let the government have one, and you could have other killed. But you wasn't allowed to sell it or give it away or anything. You got to keep it yourself. But the other one the government bought off you. And they used to send butcher to come and fetch it, Mark, when they were ready. And my dad used to have one hanging up. They used to cure it for them and that. And in my mother's house, there was a great big cellar underneath. And they were all ups where they used to hang them all up down underneath. Right. And of course, if you wanted any, you just used to go down and cut a slice off it.
No fridges are out like that, were they?
No. Yeah. But that was as good as, because there were big vents and top with grates, you know, and it used to be all cool and that.
I used to swap my margarine, didn't I, for Mrs. Lorman next door, and she'd got about four kiddies or something. We'd only got Christine at the time, and he never liked margarine, he didn't, so she would say, I'll give you my butter for your margarine, because your margarine will go further with having kiddies, you see, because you got a bit more.
Yeah.
So we used to swap it, didn't we? We used to have butter, she used to have margarine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to
go a bit further.
Same with cigarettes, you know. You couldn't get cigarettes and that, hardly. And there used to be a shop where dentists is now. That place, there was one next to it. It was Alston's shop. Duffy's and that, you know, sweet. And put it bluntly, a pair of buggers, him and ever so funny, weren't they? You got to really creep round them, you know. And I used to go in, I used to say, I don't suppose you've a thing like a packet of cigarettes, Mr. Alston, have you? Next minute, 20 packets on counter. I say, thank you very much. And he said, you're welcome. I used to go regular, didn't I, and get my packs from there. He used to butter him up. She was same, you know.
Same with milk chocolate, you couldn't get that, could you?
No.
Odd bar or so, you were lucky, you know. He said, we've got some chocolate, milk chocolate.
I suppose they had to make clothes new as well, didn't they?
Yeah,
keep
having new clothes,
would
you?
Same with pub, you know. I mean, beer were short, and there'd be all blokes at Westwood, you know, standing at bottom of the street, and they'd say, Royal Oak's open for half an hour. And then somebody would come, what was that one at Tap Under? Owlett Wall. holding walls open for an hour. Of course, they all used to set off then, like hell be, you know, to go in there fine. And they used to, she used to have this great big bath at Beckett Bar, fill it, and she used to say, now, when this is gone, that's it. And she used to put your pint pots in and, you know, put them on can. That's how I used to get so many cowboy days then. But you used to get a drink.
They weren't very good times, but they were happy times, weren't they?
Do you know, we've said it many times, folks say the bad old days.
Well,
they was in some
ways. Well, there was, as regards a lot of people hadn't got
as
a
regards
lot of
money
or anything, had they? But I think people had helped one another more.
Oh, they would. You know, they would. And, they worked together.
I mean, it's if today, I think it's if you've got
something,
somebody else wants
something
better, don't they? And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when I started at co-op, from leaving school, all them hours we used to pour in till 8 o'clock on Saturday night, 6 and 9 a week. I mean, if you say to kids now, shall you just run to Jacksdale up on me and give them a quarter or a quid, you throw a bugger back at you.
Oh, yeah.
But that's how it used to be, at 6 and 9, and then when I were on milk, you used to have to take the money, right, checks out. You know, when it was raining, it used to run off your water onto the checkbook and it were all blue. And that were, we got £1.25 a week. That you got the same, didn't you?
I got same, yeah.
How many hours was that for, roughly?
What, £1.25?
Yeah, how many hours
well,
was that?
Well, you can reckon it.
Do you get overtime?
No, no such thing as overtime.
No overtime.
It used to be from, we'll say, fetching horses. We'll say 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You're perhaps there till 5 at night. And that'd be up to Friday. And then your Saturday, you might have been out till about 3 o'clock because of collecting money. And then Sunday, of course, I mean, folks had extra milk, but you used to be out till perhaps 2 o'clock at Sunday. So,
yeah.
I mean, you put some hours in for £1.25.
You didn't very often get a lie-in then.
No lie-in, no. No, because you know it's same your horses and that. If you're out wrong with them, you had to go and take them and shod up at Riddins, top of George Street, go to the ferrier, and if there's new shoes on, or you had to send for the vet. We used to have to send for the vet. She was a big, well-made woman, really like a, put it like a hospital matron, bigger. She was a vet, and she come from Codner, from Christ.
A bit like Attie James.
Yeah, and she come from Christ, and she couldn't drive, she had to have a taxi bring her. And by gum, when she come to any horses, it was straight to them and lift the mouth up, you know. And I can always remember one as I've got as well, Dolly it was, and she got a toothache. And she says, that's got to come out, that tooth. Well, you would have seen liars and that she got that. And she got this tooth and pulled it out. And I'm not joking and jesting, it was 6 inches long, the tooth wore. Because,
yeah.
I mean, they got some massive teeth, you know, yeah. Horses.
Yeah,
but like when she pulled it out, and horse were as different again.
I think it
was. one other horse, Duchess, she was a dapple grey, she was. And we used to sit on cart, and you know where Big Six, what we call Big Six, you know where them bungalows are at Ironville, on Main Road?
Yeah.
Well, right opposite them, on the other side,
the council,
there was like terraced houses, weren't they? And
we used to call it
Big Six, because they were very high.
Well, there were the hairdressers there at one point.
She's on the other side, not in Ben Bungalows.
Oh, I know what you mean, that. Yeah.
Well, this Big Six, come up. Up the old billy, as we call it, and turn to Jacksdale to buy out. I said, have you got to, again, Big Six? She used to set off this horse, and you couldn't hold her at anything. You just used to put reins and just say, go on then, get off. Because trains going over. And if there were a train going over, she used to go like the clappers under them bridges, right to death on them. Till you got well to the other side, where who's its buses are now, Henshaw's buses.
Yeah.
And she'd slow right down, be all right. But when you come back, she would say him again.
Yeah.
Well, you should keep your fingers crossed. God, I hope we don't meet out on the bridges. Because there would have been a pile up. Because you couldn't hold her, no way. Nobody could. No, she was a speed king, she was.
You think there were more community spirit in them days, more togetherness, like with neighbours and...
Oh, I think there was, yeah, because...
Same
as I'm saying about carnivals and that in Westwood. They were the old type house, you know, terraced houses. And practically every house and that, they'd have garlands across the street. And on window ledges, they'd have jam jars with candles lit in them and fancy paper around them. And all this that. And I don't care what anybody could say, there wouldn't be one house what were locked. As the folks never used to bother locking the doors.
No, they were same at Christmas, weren't they? Yeah. You know, New Year and
then. Yeah, no, nobody locked the doors. You're all right. And
that's the first thing you do now when you're inside, don't you?
Yeah, you lock your door.
Especially dark nights.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get into dancing then?
Well, we used to... and were either pictures or dancing like, and it were... a bit more entertainment because you were mixing with people.
Where do you go to? You know, that place at Summercove?
Church Hall.
I went there a little bit when I was younger.
Yeah, well, and who was it? Maudie Woodland run it, and her husband. They used to keep a greengrocer shop on top of Summercove. But they run the dancing and that. And the band, the dance band, was Wiley Price. I remember all them, and they used to be about 7 or 8 of us, you know, from Westwood. And we all used to go in and sit down, chairs all round. Of course, Maudie, she, as soon as she saw you, any of you come in, she used to come up to you. Now, can any of you dance? You know, and you say, no. Well, I'll learn you, and I'll fetch you one at a time, and take you round and learn you to dance. So. You go first then, and then when she'd gone off with this one, we used to go to back at queue and jump all along for it. See, it's your turn next.
Yeah.
And then, because I was supposed to be gaffer, I was kingpin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my gang, you see. Yeah. So I used to sort them out, and then I used to be last. But I more or less learnt myself.
Was it rock and roll or...?
Rock and roll, jive,
yeah.
quick step, foxtrot.
Well, you did bit everything then.
I couldn't do with, you know, the old time Valita and what were them others, the real old barn dancing and all that. I couldn't do with them. Whenever they started playing them, I used to sit down. No, I didn't like them.
If you'd been younger now, then you'd have been on
come dancing,
wouldn't you?
I could have been. I really enjoyed it. I lived for it, though. I mean, they say about it, but you think from being up at 4 o'clock, fetching horses, then you're walking from here to top of Summercoats, dancing about 2 hours or so, walking back, then you go in again at tea time, night time.
You were getting exercise, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. But it were a pleasure to do it. You know.
Yeah, if you got to love it.
Because when you like it.
Was you into music as well, any kind of music? And you know how they do today, pop records and all
that? Yeah. I've always been a bit on musical side, but only such and such, you know. Now, Johann Strauss and all such as them. And opera, I like some opera. I'm not same as Uzi. I'll tell you that Morse, what he plays. Have you seen him, I'm telling you? He takes it when he's got it on. Oh, I like opera and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not all, but some of it. I used to work in that bakery a bit, you know. You know where the bakery used to be?
Oh, up for Dixie Street.
Up Dixie?
Yeah.
I did a bit in there on nights.
It's all derelict now, isn't it?
It were a nice little bakery, that and all.
Yeah, I can remember that going, yeah.
When we got married, you did our stuff.
They did all our stuff, co-op. Yeah, because I
worked everything, didn't they?
I worked there then,
yeah.
In bakery, and we had us do at Portland stairs, like, as wedding, and it were more or less wartime, wasn't it, 1949, and the stuff as we got, you know, bread, cakes and all that from here, and I asked Gaffer, I says, can you do me a wedding, and that, and he says, of course we can. Yeah, and loads of stuff. and carried it down, and didn't they? Real deal. Yeah. Yes, they, them were the days, the good old days.
Same as I say, people, you know, a lot of people were all in the same boat. You hadn't got, you know, your wages weren't nothing much, were they? But no. I think people were more, I don't know.
They probably appreciated things in
Yeah, enjoyed things.
Yeah.
You did, I mean, you went to pictures, you could only afford to go in, it used to be a shilling, didn't it? 5p now, it used to be a shilling down at bottom and 1 and 9 if you went upstairs. You could only afford to go up on a Saturday night, couldn't you, and pay 1. Pay 1 and 9.
Because we only used to get half a crown pocket money.
Yeah.
Well, I used, my mum used to have pound and I used to have 5 shilling. That were 2 half a crowns, like, but...
Did you have any other hobbies besides dancing then, or was dancing sort of your life?
They were more or less.
Yeah.
That and courting.
Oh yeah, that takes up a lot of time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I used to like football and cricket and things like that, horse racing and...
Still watch sport now?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's about it.
Covered a lot.
You've covered some ground.
Been very nice.